HE was a very, I think, futuristic type of person, looking at the future, because he looked at his dad, how his dad preserved things in the farm. I think he wanted to keep on the legacy of his farm, dad to keep on the legacy of the Japanese. Besides, HE was a very, he didn't know of a very industrious, innovative. Like, he built a forklift from parts from army surplus and made it four-wheel drive forklift. And then he made the pear sorting machine that could be taken out in the field and then be running so they can sort the pears out in the field without doing by hand. I mean, you know, he was always thinking, I mean, what can I do better myself? So I think in everyday life too, he's trying to better himself. And then for the farmers, he's trying to better for them too, to improve their farming and how to make life easier. I think, you know, before sorting by hand, this right here, machine runs through, just drops in different sizes and get the pears sorted. I think that's very important that he really was thinking ahead, but gradually, naturally, his pear orchard went down and went to other type of farming. So, but still, he had the idea of improving everything. But so I think if you visit his farm and look at some of the things that he built, it's unbelievable.